Another musical tradition, but here in the U.S., is taking place this week, the 36th Annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. All week long, concertgoers have been hearing some of their favorite musicians and eating the obligatory gumbo and crawfish. There are also some more obscure traditions. Producer Adam Burke sent us this audio postcard about a daily ritual known as the Watermelon Sacrifice.
You hear whisperings about the Watermelon Sacrifice at the Jazz Fest, but as an unsponsored event, it's hard to locate. That is, unless you're familiar with 60-year-old Jack Veruso, otherwise known as the Tutu Man.
All day when I walk around this place, everybody says, "Hey, Tutu, when's the Watermelon Sacrifice?" So I say, like, 5:30, 5:35, Fado Doste. 500 people might ask me that question, and 250 people might come. And I've been doing them since 1976. And it was in the middle of the street at that time, and we used samurai swords and stuff like that, but you can't bring a samurai sword to the Jazz Fest, so it's just throwing up in the air watermelon sacrifices at this point in our existence.
The ritual incorporates a chant from the 1920s and 30s that New Orleans watermelon vendors shouted from street carts.
Watermelon, watermelon, red to the Rhine. If you don't believe me, just pull down your blind. Sell it to the rich, sell it to the poor, sell it to the lady standing in that door.
Watermelon, watermelon.
Here comes the watermelon as we speak right now. Like,
if you don't believe me.
Right now, we're just about ready to do a watermelon.
As watermelons go, how's this one fare?
Oh, nice, it feels watermelon. Really good. It doesn't.
Damn high-tech watermelon. Ain't got no
firm.
Seeds.
What's your name? Watermelon's
What's your name again?
My name's Adam. What are you doing?
We're going to dedicate this watermelon.
Filling the watermelon.
To Adam. This is Adam's watermelon.
I don't know if I want this responsibility.
Well, no, this thing won't last very long.
You have no choice.
Jack the Tutu Man scratches my name into the rind with a car key, and soon he and his band of pranksters are moving through the crowd, gesturing and prancing with the waxy green lobe.
I say watermelon.
The group swells by the dozens, and then Jack the Tutu Man sets the fruit down on the ground. Individuals dance over it, some with lewd devotion.
Everybody loves the watermelon, you know, like people will get on it and kiss it, some people rub their butts on it. You know, like, you never can tell, you know. Like, we have little kids that like to carry it, but we never do anything bad. It's PG-13 watermelon sacrifice. You know?
Jack has the watermelon in his hands again, raising it up and down above his head as the singing swells to a fever pitch. Finally, he throws the watermelon up in the air, and it comes down on the grass, splitting into pieces. Onlookers dive on the chunks of juicy red flesh, and the instigator smiles with satisfaction.
Well, that's a watermelon sacrifice. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Want a piece of watermelon, Adam?
It is tasty and sweet. Plus, as Jack the Tutu Man is fond of saying, and I quote, "I'll probably never have a kidney disease for the rest of my entire life." For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in New Orleans.
More to come on Day to Day from NPR News.